Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Winners have been announced at the Fairfield Lions Club-sponsored Senior Citizens Christmas Light Display Tour. Taking first place was the home of Mr. and Mrs. Hugh Sons. Second place went to the Jerry Vaughn home, and third place taken by the home of Diana Zerlini. Senior Citizens also chose the K&M Diner on South 1st Street as the Fairfield business with the best holiday light display. In addition to taking a bus tour of the Christmas light display around Fairfield, seniors were also treated to a light meal and Christmas music after the tour at the Community of Christ Church.
G.R. Vaughn's Furniture and Flora is celebrating 57 years in business. They want you to celebrate with them. They are having a huge 57th anniversary sale. All sofas, love seats, recliners, bedroom suites, mattresses, foundations, dining room furniture, and much more are all 57% off. All furniture in stock and special orders all 57% off. The 57th anniversary sale with 57% off at G.R. Vaughn Furniture and Carpet, 100 West 2nd Street in Flora.
It's that time of year, time for the most wonderful movies of Christmas. This November and December, connect with Wabash's TV services and get access to nonstop holiday programming with the Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and many more. Give the gift of entertainment the whole family will enjoy this holiday season. Gift certificates also available. Like us on Facebook for a chance to win prizes and get great deals. Call 662-3636 and discover all the ways Wabash can connect with you.
The Illinois State Police and Woodstock Police Department are seeking additional information related to the 2010 disappearance of Bernadetta Beth Bentley. On May 23, 2010, a friend reportedly dropped off Beth Bentley at the Amtrak station in Centralia, Illinois. Bentley was reportedly taking a train back to her home located in Woodstock, Illinois. Bentley did not return home and was reported missing. Information was developed which led to the ISP to a rural location in Jefferson County. On December 4, 2017, suspected human remains were recovered at the location. Investigators are working to positively identify the remains, which were badly burned. The ISP and Woodstock Police Department are actively investigating Bentley's disappearance. Anyone with information about the disappearance of Bernadetta Beth Bentley is encouraged to contact the ISP at 618-542-2171 or the WPD at 815-338-2131. This is still an open and ongoing investigation. No further information is available. On Wednesday, the Grayville Police Department, along with canine units from the Edwards County Sheriff's Department, Mount Carmel Police Department, Carmi Police Department, and Robinson Police Department, conducted a detail at Grayville High School. During the detail, the canines were used to conduct a sweep of the school and school grounds for any illegal drugs. One canine did alert on a 2008 Jeep owned by Nancy Robinson of Carmi. Less than 2.5 grams of cannabis and a smoking device were recovered from the vehicle. Robinson was cited for possession of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. No other items were found or recovered in or outside the school. Police in Florida reported the arrest of a couple wanted in connection with a homicide in Parkersburg, West Virginia. The suspects have been identified as Kenneth Leroy McCoy, 33, and Jessica Nicole Robert, 25. The pair were wanted in connection with the December 12th slaying of 53-year-old Penny Jo Curtis in Parkersburg, West Virginia. The victim was found dead inside her home. The two were arrested after Flora police responded to a Mach 1 gas station in Flora to investigate a report of two individuals asking for money. By the time the officers arrived, the two had left. Police then went to the Flora Walmart and spotted the vehicle that had been at Mach 1. The license plate on the vehicle had been stolen out of Indiana. After a short surveillance, police spotted the two, approached their vehicle, and took them into custody without incident. McCoy and Roberts are now in the Clay County Jail, awaiting extradition to West Virginia. Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield Special Event Night will be December 16th. Special Event Night will be held 5 to 8 on December 16th. Fairfield National Bank will be hosting the event. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in their house to greet and hear all the wishes from the children. The house is located at the park, just west of the pool. Parking will be available in the center of the road where spaces are marked. Introducing Walker Farms to our event tonight, Dwayne and Sheila Walker will be set up at the service entrance with their donkeys for the children to enjoy. Sheila will be telling the legend of the donkey. An added bonus this year, Grew and Vocal Studio students will be singing Christmas carols 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. across from Santa's house. The First United Methodist Church, Saved by the Bell, Bell Choir will play at 6:30. VPF invites our community to come out and enjoy this special night. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner made a surprise stop in Fairfield Thursday afternoon, touring the Elastec Marine facility. Rauner used the stop to call on Illinois lawmakers to set term limits on legislative office holders, cut regulations on business, and roll back the recently imposed income tax increase. Rauner told employees at Elastec that an improved business climate in Illinois would result in higher wages for workers. He also promised to promote Elastec around the world as he meets with international leaders. Elastec is a world leader in manufacturing and distributing of oil spill response equipment, including oil boom, skimmers, and trash boats. The Fairfield facility primarily manufactures oil spill containment boom, which is shipped to locations around the globe. Before making his stop in Fairfield, Rauner had met with economic development leaders in Mount Carmel. After Fairfield, Rauner headed to DuQuoin, where he says he plans to stay for a couple days before returning to Springfield. The Edwards County High School JV Scholastic Bowl team competed in Southern Illinois' Academic Conference action Thursday night in Centralia. The squad went 5-0 with wins over Mount Vernon, 420-120, Murfreesboro, 290-130, the host Centralia, 220-60, Salem, 350-80, and Fairfield, 300-130. The Lions were led by the 1-2 punch of freshman Aaron Brown and Jack Krause. Brown was named the tournament MVP with 25 toss-ups on the evening, and Krause was right behind him with 20 of his own. The rest of the team included Torrey Smith, Micah Henson, Zeke Roberts, Allie Bishop, and Max Short. The JV Lions are coached by Will Schwartstrom and are 14-1 on the season.
Introducing your newest authorized CF Moto ATV and side-by-side dealer and Fury toy hauler dealer, Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, and Flora. Go see these Fury self-contained campers with generators, fueling station for your toys, low prices, warranties, and financing when you qualify at the 10,000-foot Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, and Flora.
Crude oil is at 50.25, unchanged from yesterday. Mark S. Pruitt, age 55 of Carmi, passed away Tuesday morning, December 12, 2017, at his home. Mark had worked for Carmi Township. He is survived by his mother, Eudine Paul of Carmi, sisters Angela Greathouse, Kathy Davis, and Sherry Osborne, brother John Pruitt, several nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Funeral services for Mark S. Pruitt will be held at 1 p.m. on Sunday, December 17, 2017, at the Steinbeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi with burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. Online condolences may be left at the SteinbeckFamilyFuneralHome.com. Clara Lanille Edwards, 101 of Carmi, Illinois, formerly of Enfield, Illinois, died Thursday, December 14, 2017, at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She was born January 18, 1916, in Carmi, the daughter of John P. and Eunice M. Griffin. She was married to Chelsea Noble Edwards on November 2, 1935, and he preceded her in death on October 19, 2000. They were married for 65 years. Lanille was a member of the Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi and a member of the Eastern Star. She was a co-owner with her husband of several business ventures, including Edwards Feed Store, Edwards Fertilizer and Chemical, and Edwards Insurance Agency. In her leisure time, she enjoyed fishing, traveling, playing cards, and her pet dogs and cats. Survivors, including grandchildren David and Joyce Edwards of Carmi, Michael and Audrey Ann Edwards of Manassas, Virginia, great-grandchildren Caroline Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards, great-great-grandson Christian Morin. She is preceded in death by her parents, husband, son Gary Edwards, three brothers, and one sister. Visitation is 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday, December 21st at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Funeral is at 11 a.m. Friday, December 22nd at Cook Funeral Chapel with burial in Enfield Cemetery in Enfield, Illinois. Memorials may be made to the Carmi Lions Club and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Kenneth L. Hodges, 79 of Fairfield, died at 1:27 p.m. on Saturday, December 9, 2017, at St. Mary's Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He had worked for Federal Aviation Administration and Air Traffic Control for 37 years. During that time, he taught at the Air Traffic Control Academy in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for 2 years and was a data system operator over automation in Houston, Texas for 17 years. After his retirement from the FAA, he returned to Fairfield and worked for Stanley Real Estate for a few years. He was a member of the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield, where he served as a sound man for over 10 years. Survivors include his wife Linda, two sons, Lonnie Hodges of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Zane Hodges of Fairfield, and one sister, Opal Jackson of Fairfield. Per his request, the body of Kenneth Hodges is being cremated. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, December 19, 2017, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. There will be no burial at this time. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to Fairfield Public Library and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 60-year-old McLeansboro resident Charlie Superfox Pendle died at 8 a.m. Monday, December 11th at his home. A member of the First Baptist Church of McLeansboro, Charlie attended McLeansboro Township High School, Red Lake Junior College, and Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. He worked as a disc jockey at WMCL Radio. He was an avid sports fan, working as sports editor for the McLeansboro Times Leader newspaper, where he wrote articles and took photos of athletes' accomplishments. He very rarely missed a sporting event, whether in town or out. He also helped coach summer league for many students, in addition to coaching young athletes of any and all sports they were involved in, also giving encouraging self-confidence builders, especially those who were struggling the most. Starting in high school and before, Charlie was one of the most vocal and supportive fans and soon became known throughout Southern Illinois, where the McLeansboro Foxes participated as Super Fox. Survivors include a brother, Carl Pendle, and wife Jerry of Chester, Virginia, a sister, Nancy Yelsley, and husband Richard of New Athens, Illinois, several nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Charlie Super Fox Pendle will be 2 p.m. Saturday, December 16th at the old high school gym on Jerry Sloan Avenue in McLeansboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials will be accepted at the Haar Funeral Home in McLeansboro or the old gymnasium on the day of the service for the Charlie Pendle Scholarship Fund. The Haar Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements.
No other laundry equipment is built tougher to last longer than Wisconsin-made Speed Queen washers and dryers from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. They have a 5-year parts and labor warranty, 15-year transmission warranty, and feature full tubs of wash and rinse water and a lid that doesn't lock just like you liked it years ago. We know this equipment inside and out, so you can be sure that you're buying the machines that are right for your home when you buy Speed Queen at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 53. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 36. Tomorrow, rain likely, mainly before noon, cloudy with a high near 46. Sunday night, cloudy with a low around 39. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 54 and a low around 39. We keep you informed when you need to know about severe weather with your Classic Hits station. We're WFIW 104.9 FM.